Yeah, Matt and I, we only had one bed, so we had to snuggle. And she's like, "Wait a minute. You guys had one bed, but you didn't have to snuggle."
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that was there for the beginning of the internet. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
It's true. We saw it born.
Yeah, it was like a big bang.
Yeah. Oh, hey, internet. Next day, wake up. There it was.
Yeah, started with the dancing baby GIF. Moved on to things like Magical Trevor.
And cat. I'm a kitty cat. I dance.
And gonads and strife video.
Oh god, that was a good
DBZ
one.
DBZ in a nutshell.
Was the gonads and strife one? There was like, and I was like, "Yo, motherfucker, wee!"
Yeah,
that was all it. Right. That one was awesome.
That's goddamn. That's old.
Yes, that is. Did you ever go to YTMND?
Yeah, every now and then.
That was like my versions, my portals of getting like to become, because first it was YTMND. And then it was something else, and then it was 4chan.
Yeah, I was more of a Newgrounds person.
Were you?
I always went to Newgrounds.
I went to Newgrounds a lot, but YTMND always beat it out. I
went to like Newgrounds, and then I went to E-Bomb's World when that first started.
Oh, E-Bomb's when it first started was cool.
It was kind of like the first of its kind.
Yeah,
it was just like all this stuff in one spot. And then yeah, I found myself to 4chan, and now I go to 420 chan.
420 chan's like a better 4chan.
It is. And the thing is, the only thing I do is drink alcohol. So I feel out of place, but weirdly, I'm not.
You just messed up on it, that's all.
Yeah.
The board's made for being messed up.
Yeah. So yeah, 420 chan's so much better than 4chan.
So was 7chan used to be good, and then they like locked themselves down.
Yeah,
you have to have a password or something, and yeah. But 7chan used to be really cool.
I got a friend that's going to Something Awful now.
Yeah, I have a Something Awful account, but I go on it so rarely because your password has to be like 18 character long or
Holy
something. The password
shit.
Requirements are retarded.
Wow.
And that's why I don't go to Something Awful a lot, because every time I have to remember my password, and then
I started giving him shit because he hates Reddit. And I started everything he hates about Reddit. I tried to turn around onto him and Something Awful. I'm like, because he's always sending me links. He's like, "Ah, man, Something Awful is so funny." I'm like, "You think really highly of yourself, don't you?" Kind of like another website. He's like, "But we start a lot of really funny things." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, you start everything. You're just the beginning and the end of the internet, huh?" Thinking of another website.
Yeah, Reddit is like that, too. Oh, well. How's your week?
Pretty good.
Good. Work.
Nice. Yeah, working, and it was nice that it got a little bit warmer.
Yes.
It's going to be 77 tomorrow.
I have tomorrow.
And it's going to be 45 on Wednesday.
Oh.
So there's that. You can look forward to that.
Nebraska.
All right.
I guess it was raining earlier. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a chance of rain tonight and maybe some thunder.
One of my employees came in, and she's like, "There was a sesame seed on my phone."
Huh.
Anyways, one of my employees came in, and she was like, "It's raining." I was like, "Bullshit.
It's raining men.
Hallelujah.
It's raining men."
Man, 77 tomorrow, and then nice drop to 59.
Yeah, and look at Wednesday.
Yeah, 45.
44.
And then 46.
Supposed to pick back up after that.
Yeah, slowly. Friday says 54.
Slowly but surely, it's going to pick back up.
Dude, Nebraska's such a cock tease. "Hey, you like this nice weather? That's good. See ya."
Yeah, it was weird. Like, we cooled down slow, and now we're warming up slow. Because it didn't get cold till like, January.
That is very true. It was pretty nice till January.
Yeah. Even December was, like, in the 40s.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Oh, this ain't bad."
Yeah. Winter? What's winter?
Yeah.
Fuck winter.
So, yeah.
I've been doing nothing. Just working, really.
Nice.
Working and playing the video games. I'm playing Supreme Commander. It was on sale on Steam.
Nice.
And it's kind of like Command and Conquer, but you can have a couple thousand units on screen at once.
Oh, cool.
Which is pretty cool. But I hit the max like unit threshold yesterday, and I had like 2,000 something units.
Nice. Yeah, all I've been playing is Civ. Lots of Civ.
Civ's so fun. Civ takes so long.
The Fab Four Civ 5 fight is what we've been doing.
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, we were playing one game that looked like Arya was going to win, and then we realized we're all playing on Prince while he was playing on Settler. We're like, oh, we got to start a new one now. Now Tyler's looking like he might take this one.
With
either cultural or scientific. He keeps talking about how he's peaceful. We're like, oh, he's going for a cultural science victory. He's like, no. No.
What if he's going for demographic? Or,
fucking, why is that not, why can't I come up with the word?
Democratic?
No.
No.
Diplomatic.
Diplomatic.
There we go.
Jesus.
Three hit combo. Hooked on phonics.
I felt real good.
Yeah, I guess he might. I haven't really seen him do anything with City States yet. Although I'm kind of by myself. I'm kind of on an island, so. A little stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You got some boats?
I don't have boats that go in the ocean.
Oh, no. You need to get them.
I've been doing that and playing Halo.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been playing one game a day.
One game of Halo yeah. a day.
Like, I turn on my Xbox. I'm like, I'm going to play some fucking Halo. I play a game, and I'm like, that's enough Halo.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Turn off my Xbox.
Keeps you trained.
Yeah, it keeps me good and trained. Just in case a random tournament spawns somewhere. You know?
And you're there with your controller somehow. You're yeah. like, whoa, let me get
in
on
the
this.
Parking lot of the grocery store. Someone's like, Halo 4 5.
You're just like, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Pull it out of my pocket.
You're swinging it yeah. as you're running towards it. Like, I'm going to get you.
Did I mention last week that I was going to buy an Ouya?
No.
Are you aware of that console?
Yes.
I'm going to buy one.
They're cheap.
Yeah, they're $99, Android powered. I've been looking at some of the unboxings. I hope they change a few things on the controller. Most notably, they have convex thumbsticks instead of concave, and I like concave a little more.
Yeah, convex is weird.
Yeah, and they kind of have a D-pad that looks like the 360s, and the 360's D-pad isn't that good. So I hope they change that.
I've always liked the PS3's D-pad.
Yeah, the 360 has that stupid circle thing, and it sucks. I don't play fighting games a lot, so I haven't really come into contact with this, but I was playing the Injustice demo at Stefan's this week, and so he's showing me combos and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, this D-pad is fucking horrible. And I'm like, I don't play fighting games, so I never realized how fucking hampered that thing is. It's fine for, like, when I play, like, Mega Man 9 or 10 or something. Yeah, it does its job, but for a fighting game when you need to be precise, fuck no.
Yeah. I like the PlayStation's D-pad because it feels right when I'm playing, like, old games on it, like side-scrollers or something.
Yeah, so I hope they change that, but the console looks sweet. I kind of almost want it almost purely for the emulation. There's already emulators that are announced for it, and then you can hack the thing. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it. So
it's open source.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of cool. The thing that sucks though is the console plus controller is $99, but an extra controller is $50.
Oof.
But you can use a PS3 controller.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
And probably one Xbox controller. It's Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
So you can use the 360, but there's also USB in the back, so you could probably hook the 360 up to that.
Probably.
But I kind of want to put a thumb drive in there so I can add storage.
That'd be cool.
Because I think it has like 8 gigabytes of internal storage. Ooh. But I can get like a 16 gig stick for...
like $5.
Yeah.
And cheap.
And, you know, triple that.
Do it.
The 16 plus the 8.
I'll get one after you get yours and see how you like it.
Oh, we should do an unboxing.
Ooh.
I'll probably be getting it for my birthday, so it'll be like...
Birthday's like May 7th. No. It's May, isn't it?
No, a little further. A little further.
Is it really in June?
It's in June.
Whose is in May?
I don't know. Tyler Tews is in May.
No, it's like our group of...
Tom's is in March.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But June 18th.
Nope, a little bit later. A little bit later.
June 20th.
Go, keep going.
21.
Go, keep 22. Going. Keep going.
23.
Keep going.
24.
Keep going.
25.
There we go.
June 25. All right.
Yeah, so that'll actually be the day after we get back from SGC. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot SGC's in June.
Yeah, it's
dude,
late.
I am not going to be in Omaha for a lot of June.
Sweet.
Because I'm going to be in Italy for like the first week and a half of June, and then we leave a bunch. And
yeah, it'll be fun.
I'll be traveling.
You'll have a fun June.
Yeah. And then I'll come back and be all summer, just be like, I fucking hate Omaha.
Have you seen the pictures of the hotel we're going to?
No.
First you see.
Is it nice?
Oh my god, it's nice.
All right.
That hotel's fucking sweet.
What are we paying? Is it 282 person?
289, I think. 282 or 289. No, it's not bad.
And for the hotel, is that a good price, you think? 289 for the hotel we're going to, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's 125 a night, and then we're splitting it between you and I.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And then plus tax and deposit and shit like that. Which will be nice, just you and me in the room, because
yes.
I'm so done with cramming six to seven people.
Someone sleeping on the floor. Is it a two bed?
Yeah, it's a two bed.
Oh, thank God.
No, we're not gonna snuggle in one bed. I got a two.
Hey, Andy, we just have a fucking pillow wall between us.
I like that'd be fun. You come back, you tell Camilla, it's like, yeah, Matt and I, we only had one bed, so we had to snuggle. And she's like, wait a minute. You guys had one bed, but you didn't have to snuggle.
No, it was a king size. We had to.
Yeah,
big, right?
Yeah,
no, trust me.
We only had one bed. What else do you do in one bed? You know, you guys could have just... Andy.
She'd come back and just look at me and be like, we're done.
Fucking goddamn it.
He's a good snuggler. Just, I'm saying that. Everyone's a good snuggler.
It's just a fact.
Yeah, like it's a fact. Yeah.
You can't be upset about it.
Facts are real.
Yeah. Are you going to get mad that the earth is round and the sky is blue?
What are you, racist? Start throwing out random things. And it'd be like, it's because I'm black?
I'm not sure what kind of car we should get yet. I'm torn between suggesting we should get a Toyota Corolla, which would give us a little bit more space, or a Ford Focus, which would give us more gas mileage.
What about the Hondas? Hondas get pretty good gas.
You know, I haven't really seen any Hondas on Hertz. I only
really?
On Hertz. There's got to be a Honda.
There's like Hertz.
Because it says like Toyota Corolla or similar, so I'm sure like a Honda Accord
or
something.
Toyota
and
Hondas
you know.
Are like synonymous.
Because, I mean, if Camilla's going to ride with us, then maybe we should go a little bit bigger.
Right.
Get like the Corolla. Still, it gets like 32 miles with a gallon. the Focus gets like 38.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if we could rent an electric car.
An electric car. We'll be to Dallas in 20 hours.
One of my employees has an electric car, and she says it's so weird. When it turns on, you don't hear anything. She's like, you don't even hear that.
Wow.
She's like, it's silent. I thought the car didn't turn on.
Wow, that's cool.
But, yeah, she's like, you only notice it when it's one of those like hybrids,
yeah,
so it only turns on when
like
the battery
gas
needs
kicks
it.
On at
yeah.
over 35 miles an hour or something
yeah.
like that.
But yeah, she's like, you don't notice, you don't even hear the engine.
Wow. How early do you want to leave for SGC? Like, early in the morning?
We left at like, it was like fucking 5 in the morning when we left.
Do you want to leave at 4?
That's fine. I get up at 4 for work, so.
Because we can leave here with, I mean, we could easily leave here before rush hour hits.
How long did it take last time?
It
14
took,
hours?
It took us 12 hours the first time, and it took Tyler Twos and I about 10 and a half the second time. The second time we took the toll roads, which was like $2.
Total?
Yeah. The first time we went, we avoided the toll roads.
Yeah.
It added like an hour and a half to our trip.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and then we went through that weird like
yeah.
section where we kept having to speed up and slow down.
Yeah, and it was
speed
like
up.
The backwoods of Kansas. So
all right, we can take the tolls. It's only like $2.
It's not bad. I saw the highest toll that they have is $8.
Oh my god.
So
that's
it's like
expensive.
It's $8.
$8 for a toll?
But for the hour and a half we're going to spend avoiding the toll, how much are we going to spend in gas?
I guess.
And that's from like the bottom of Kansas to the like Missouri-Iowa border anyway. But
all right.
Regardless, it's not that much for the tolls. It's worth it.
All right.
Plus, toll roads are nice and smooth.
That is true.
But I feel if we can leave at like 4, which I know sounds kind of ridiculous... But the hotel's in downtown Dallas, and I don't want to hit downtown Dallas in rush
hour.
So, like,
10 hours, we get there at 2, 3 o'clock.
Hopefully.
When's SGC begin? And what? Wait, are we leaving Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
We're leaving Thursday. Because
SGC begins
Friday,
on Friday,
Saturday, and ends Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we're leaving Sunday?
We're leaving on Monday. Because it doesn't end Sunday.
I thought we were coming.
It doesn't end on Sunday till like, 4 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool then.
Because in that case, I mean, we wouldn't be home till like 2 in
yeah,
the morning.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
That's what we did the first and second year.
Sounds good to me.
But when we get there on Thursday, we can you know, get the hotel, get situated, and then we have to go down to the lobby and get our badges.
Oh, yeah, and all that stuff. All right. But did Tom buy his badge then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he bought his badge, even though I reminded him three times. I reminded him in January, February, and again in February just before it ended. And each time he's like, okay, sweet, awesome. And then I talked to him. He's like, yeah, I'm not going.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, if we can leave at like 4, even if we do, even if it does take us like 12 hours, we can beat rush hour.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first...
Dude, rush hour was fucking bananas that first time.
Yeah, the first time we got there, the GPS said we were 15 minutes away from the hotel. It took us an hour to get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were using Paul's phone. Remember that? Paul's. Oh, yeah, yeah. Brian had his GPS, too.
Yeah, Brian brought his GPS on that one. And I have a GPS I'm going to bring.
All right. I was going to say, we got our phones, too.
Yeah.
And GPS. We will never get lost.
We won't get lost. No way.
No fucking way.
Plus, the drive's so easy.
Yeah.
Just drive to York and then drive south.
South.
It's like the same fucking road. It changes names after Wichita, but it's the same road.
I don't like roads that do that. Just... Yeah, out of nowhere, just change. Name. Like West Center randomly changes into L at yeah. that corner. Like, all right.
Sweet. But, yeah. Either, well, shit, what are we going to do for breakfast then? Are we going to stop somewhere or are we just going to eat on the go?
We could get one of those Fruity Pebble boxes and open them up and pour some milk in there and it would be good.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh.
I don't know. We could get breakfast somewhere.
So we'd have to leave at like
3.
No. 3 in the morning. Fuck it. We'll just leave it for go to IHOP or something.
Yeah.
Have a decent breakfast and then leave.
Yeah.
If we get stuck in rush hour, fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. I plan on for a trip down the car ride. I'm gonna bring my camera and I have a wide angle lens, so I can just set it on the dash, then we could just like if anything ever funny happens or anything, we'll just have it on video.
Oh, we should upload to our YouTube channel.
All right.
I'll
bring a laptop.
3-hit combo goes to Dallas. Yeah, I'm going to bring my laptop.
All right. We'll both bring ours and upload it.
Sweet.
Shit.
And I can take videos on my phone, too, and be like, so, Andy, what are you doing? And you're going to be like, it's fucking 4 in the morning. about to drive to goddamn Dallas.
Do that. Just in my face. Just 4 in the morning. Like, what the fuck do you
just
want?
Right up in your face. What's up?
Does your phone have a flash on it, like a light?
Yeah.
Oh, God, just have that in my face and for the morning. Yeah. I'm like, I fucking
just
hate
just
you.
Ate some shitty pancakes at the IHOP. Just had a dumbass sausage.
Waitress called me fucking asshole. Dude, we have had some of the shittiest waitresses at IHOP, dude.
Yeah, we have.
Remember the one that forgot? Was it Tressa's salad?
There was one that forgot, I think Tressa's salad. There was one that also forgot Tom's hamburger.
I wasn't there for that one.
Oh,
I remember
my God,
that you guys telling me
that
about
one was
it,
funny as hell because we all ordered, and Tom cleared. I mean, we all remember Tom ordering this hamburger, and she brings out all the food, and for some reason, Tom's just sitting there without food. He's the only one without food, and we're all kind of waiting, and Tom's like, no, go ahead. So we're eating, and she comes back. She's like, everything tastes good, and Tom's still without his food. He's the one guy sitting there without anything in front of him, and he's like, yeah, is my hamburger almost done? She goes, what hamburger? What hamburger?
Remember the very first time we all went to Panera together and Paul got that mozzarella stick that had no cheese?
Yeah.
And he like kind of threw a fit about it.
Yeah, he really threw a fit
like,
about that.
I was like, dude, it's one cheese stick. Chill.
Tom threw kind of a fit about the... They gave him the hamburger for free, but he continued to complain about it.
Oh, I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, man. They're like, oh, yeah, well, don't worry about it. Your hamburger's free. And Tom was still like, can't believe I forgot my fucking hamburger. And he's eating his hamburger. We're like,
all right.
Dude, you just got a free meal for 20 minutes of waiting.
I'd definitely take a free meal for waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah. Remember Dwayne? Was that his name? The cool black?
Yeah. That guy was cool.
That was funny. The one time we weren't sitting in this section and he comes over and he's like, oh, you guys just come in. Don't say shit to Dwayne. Whatever.
That guy was really cool.
Yeah, he was really cool. It was awesome.
All right. Ready to do some news?
Oh, yeah. Road trip and IHOP segment.
On
3-hit combo. Yeah, let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-hit combo gaming news.
Well, we're going to start off with Electronic Arts. That's always a good way to start off gaming news.
We need a song for them.
How about just... EA does not want to be the worst company in America again. If you remember, last year they won the worst company in America tournament.
Wasn't Bank of America number 2?
It might have been, yeah. Oh, no, it was AT&T. They took
AT&T?
Yeah, it was AT&T.
Because I know Bank of America's always been on that
they
list.
Yeah, they're in there. They made like the Final Four or something. Oh, I remember Jesus. That.
That's who Panera sends their money through.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. Every time I write BOA, I'm like, you guys are assholes.
BOA.
Anyway, sorry. For sure.
No, never mind. They knocked out AT&T this year. So in the first round, they beat AT&T. So you're right. They may have beat Bank of America. No, EA.
Oh, okay.
EA beat AT&T this year.
Gotcha. Oh, so AT&T got it last year?
No, EA got it last year.
Oh, okay.
But this year, EA beat AT&T in the first round.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I got confused and thought AT&T was in the final last year.
I know AT&T. A lot of people don't like them.
Yeah, so they knocked out AT&T, and they're going up against Ticketmaster.
Oh, really? Ticketmaster is kind of a
Ticketmaster is like, oh, $12 ticket, $40 fee.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're douches.
Yeah. If everything goes smoothly, EA might face off against Bank of America or Comcast in the next round.
Ooh, I know a lot of people don't like Comcast.
Naturally, EA is not going to take this very well. Thus, their CEO Peter Moore wrote down its own piece in the company's defense. Now, he said, first, the tallest trees catch the most wind. Which, okay, yeah, you're a big company, therefore you're going to have a little bit more complaints. Yeah. But at the same time, if you want to think of big gaming companies, Rockstar is pretty big.
And
how many fucking complaints do they get?
And they're
not nearly
They
as
probably
many.
Get complaints, but I bet they're all like Rockstar's like, really? All right.
I mean, Rockstar is just one of those companies. It's big and it's held in very high regards.
And it knows how to handle itself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, he says, that's an expression I use frequently when asked to defend EA's place in the gaming industry. You should probably come up with something better. And it comes to mind again this week as we get deeper into the brackets of an annual web poll to name the worst company in America.
Does it say who holds that web poll?
I'm sure we could find out pretty quickly.
All right. No biggie. I was just wondering.
This is the same poll that last year judged us as worse than companies that were responsible for the biggest oil spill in history, the mortgage crisis, and bank bailouts, and cost millions of taxpayer dollars. Now, he does have kind of a good point.
That is true.
EA may fucking suck, but these things are a little bit bigger.
Yeah, like that oil spill. You know what I don't get is that oil spill went to show how much fucking money BP had, how many billions they spent, and they're still fine financially.
Yeah, easily.
And just, like, what was one of their fines was like 1-point-something billion, and then they spent like $7 billion cleaning it up. That's a lot of money. And they're just like...
And they still have those commercials, too, that they pay for. Sorry. Come down to Louisiana. But they have those ones where it's like, come down to Louisiana. We're doing much better now. there was seriously a thing, like right after it happened, people were like, well, what about shrimp? You know, I get my shrimp from there. We're like, well, if it tastes oily, spit it out. It's like, what? Let's see. The complaints against us last year were on our support of SOPA, not true, and that they didn't like the ending to Mass Effect 3. Granted, that was a fucking terrible ending. This year's contest started in March with EA outpolling company, which organizers contend is conspiring to corner the world market on mid-priced beer, and Gulp allegedly waters down its product.
Who is this?
So, probably Budweiser, because really? Budweiser was accused of watering down.
Were they?
Beer. Yeah.
Oh.
The debate takes
that's
place.
All I drink.
that debate takes place in bars. Our audience lives on the internet, so no surprise that we drew more votes there. So he's again trying to. He's got.
I mean, he has points.
He's got points, but I think he's trying to make more of his points than his. He's trying to hold water with. I'm trying to come up with two fucking.
Yeah, dude, things. It's hard. Like he has points.
He's grasping at buckets of straws. if I could just mix a bunch of things together.
Just throw some noodles and some straws and some shit in there, and all right, mix it around.
Now he put some bullet points to refute some things that people say about EA, why they don't like them. First of all, he says many continue to claim that always-on functionality in SimCity is a DRM ski. It's not. People still want to argue about it. We can't make it any clearer. It's not. Period. Fine. That's fine. It's not a DRM scheme. But no one wants always-on.
Yeah.
They just don't want it. Stop giving us things we don't want, EA. EA is such a big fucking company. They make money despite themselves. This company's worth $6.6 billion in net worth, and it could be worth way more if they just maybe took a second to listen to people.
No, they're just shoveling out Madden.
Yeah,
how's this monetary?
It's true. And that's another thing. They said, we've seen mailing lists that direct people to vote for EA because they disagree with the choice of the cover of Madden NFL, which is stupid. But another thing people hate about Madden is it's the same fucking game every year.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. EA is the only company with the NFL license. Yeah. So no other company can make a game with the NFL license to maybe rival their game.
You know what I don't hear a lot of slack about is the NCAAs. Are those actually made well then?
No, they're about the same thing, but they're not as popular as the Madden.
Oh, okay.
They're basically clones of each other.
Really. Oh, all right.
Some differences here and there, but gameplay mechanic-wise, visually, same thing.
Does EA make the FIFAs?
Yeah.
Well, they're good with those. I know that.
FIFAs are pretty good.
Yeah.
This is not what I don't understand this about gaming companies. So they keep trying to force us to use things people say they don't want. I saw a poll recently, and I think it was on GameFAQs, do you like always on functionality? And 90% said no.
Yeah.
Like 90% of people that took just that poll, which is probably quite a few people, a good sample size, said no. But companies like EA that are going to make money no matter what because they're so freaking huge keep telling us, no, it's good for you. No, no, keep using it. No, you just don't understand it. We just don't want it.
I would only support always on if it benefited me highly. Like, per se, there's plenty of rumors about the next Xbox and Always On.
Yeah.
If things were on there because of the Always On, like the newest game I wanted, if I were to pre-order it and say I didn't play it and it came out, like if I were to turn my Xbox on and that game was on there, I would be all right with that.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But the thing they're doing with Always On is like, oh, you always want to share things with your friends. You always want this particular moment. You can hit the share button and you're already on. It's you guys are really overstating how much people want to do that.
Like the PlayStation 4 showed that you could share things and you don't have to be always on.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just...
And you can share things instantly on the PS4.
Mm-hmm. And there's another thing he mentions here. Some claim there's no room for Origin as a competitor to Steam. 45 million registered users are proving that wrong.
You want to know why? Because they shoved that shit down your throat.
You have to use Steam for these games. If Steam wasn't an option, or not Steam, Origin. You have to use Origin for these games. If Origin wasn't an option, people wouldn't do
it. Yeah, like if Battlefield 3 came out on Steam, I would have it on Steam. I wouldn't have it on Origin.
Yeah,
but because I want Battlefield 3, I have to have Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Some
people think that free-to-play games and microtransactions are a pox on gaming. Tens of millions more are playing and loving those games. I'm sure tens of millions are playing those games, but it's another thing that I said that they're making money despite themselves. People hate microtransactions.
Dude, I really do not like them.
They hate those so much because a game that's supposed to be free to play, if you really want to get any enjoyment out of that game, all of a sudden you've spent $40 on a game that's supposedly free. But this is another thing that companies keep shoving down our throats.
I hate the free to play.
Everything's becoming free to play. And then you're like, can I just buy the game and then get a full goddamn game?
Yeah, that's what I want is I will pay that $60.
So it's just, I will reiterate it again. EA is making money despite itself. Yeah. It's not doing anything new. It's not doing anything people want, but it will keep making money because it's so goddamn big and we don't have any other choice, especially if you want to play a sports game. You don't have any fucking choice.
Exactly. Which, that's something I have not seen from next-gen videos, is I remember when the PS3 and 360 were first coming out, I remember one of the demo reels before they even came out was what Madden was going to look like, and it looked beautiful.
Hmm.
And I'm surprised, like, I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah, again. You're right. I haven't seen anything like that either.
Any sports at all.
Because
that demo, when I saw it, it blew me away. I was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Microsoft lead creative director uses Twitter to defend rumored always-on Xbox 720.
I wonder if after he did that, Microsoft was like,
They kind of were. They said the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Microsoft,
yes.
And we have not said one way or another whether Xbox will be always on. This guy's name is Adam Orth. He's the creative director for Microsoft Studios. He's been going to Twitter to defend the idea, and he says things that are kind of, I don't know, they seem a little obtuse. Because one of the things people say about Always On, one of the biggest things is sometimes the internet goes out.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is sometimes I want to play by my fucking self.
Yeah.
I don't want pop up like, hey, your friend is playing this.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to play by myself. But that is a good point. Sometimes the internet goes out. And he says, sometimes the electricity goes out. I will not purchase a vacuum cleaner. Well, at the same time, our electrical grid, the infrastructure for electricity is way more advanced than the infrastructure for
internet.
Internet.
Yeah, because it's been around long.
Yeah, if you live in buttfuck Wisconsin, chances are you rarely have a problem with your electricity, yeah, but more often than not have a problem with your internet.
Yeah.
He says the same thing. The mobile reception in the area where I live is spotty and unreliable. I will not buy a mobile phone. Again, I mean, how many times are you without service that often?
It's rare. Just another thing I always wonder about, always on internet, with more and more ISPs doing data caps, will that add up over time, always on? Because if it's always on, it's always using info.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, because I know Canada now.
Yeah, their whole everything. Yeah,
whole internet has data caps. And yeah. Apparently, that's causing a lot of problems with like Netflix and shit like that. It's just...
But Netflix, remember that, or not Netflix, remember that video codec we talked about a while back?
Oh,
so that Netflix was, sort of. Yeah. Like, they're usually on the brink of technology, so I bet they'll use that. But nonetheless, like an always-on internet connection with a data cap, that could fuck you.
Yeah, it could. He says in one tweet, sorry, I don't get the drama around having an always-on console. Every device now is always-on. Wrong. A lot of devices have the choice of being always on.
My iPhone, the 3G, only turns on when I use it.
Yeah, I have the choice of my apps updating in the background. I have the choice of Facebook updating when it wants. I have the choice of having my Twitter feed constantly updating where I can just flip over to the next screen and see or I can decide to actually click it and update it myself.
Same thing with email. I make it where I have to go in there and update it. So that way I check my email.
Exactly.
But I'm not, it doesn't auto.
He's saying, well, that's the world we live in. Every device is always on. Well, no, we get the choice. Yeah. You can have it always on if you want. Another person, Manveer Hare, or Air, says, did you learn nothing from Diablo 3 or SimCity? You know people's internet goes out, right? Deal with it is a shitty reason. And then he said electricity goes out too. And he says, Manveer says, you've lived in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. Very connected places. Try living in Janesville, Wisconsin, or Blacksburg, Virginia. And he just responds, why on earth would I live there?
That's a good response from his part, the answer.
it's a good troll response.
Yeah.
Because he's just saying, well, why would I live there? Apparently, these two are friends, so he was kind of giving him a trolley all answer. Right. But it does bring to light the point where he's not people do live in Janesville, Wisconsin that want to play your console that have shitty internet.
You know what? I remember hearing rumors that Microsoft was supposed to say something about their new console in April.
I do, too.
And I don't... Because what? Is E3 May or June?
I think it's early June.
Oh, so like, while I'm in Italy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it'll be like June. When are you going to Italy, by the way?
May 27th to June 10th.
June 10th. Oh, yeah, it'll be.
Ooh, fuck.
It'll probably be like the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, no, I mean the maybe 6th, 7th, 8th.
Damn. All right, well, I'm going to come back and have a huge influx of news then.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just listen to 3-8 Combo Podcast for all the latest news.
Ooh, all the way in Italy.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I can actively upload things in Italy because they have jack shit for internet.
Do they? That sucks.
Like, I'd have to go to an internet cafe and pay.
Ooh, cafe.
Yeah, ooh. And use a computer from 98.
I'm still trying to figure out who I'm going to have co-hosting those 2 weeks.
Tom.
I'm thinking Tom. Maybe Tom and Skylar, if I can get Skylar on Skype.
Do it.
And then I'm thinking another week, maybe Stefan and Leaper.
Go for it.
And try and bring back a little bit power of podcast for a week.
Go for it. It is your podcast to command, sir.
Fox and Microsoft make nice over Killer Instinct trademark.
Fox owned Killer Instinct?
Well, Fox had a TV show, a short-lived TV show named Killer Instinct.
Oh, my God.
And Fox and Microsoft have been kind of fighting over the title of Killer Instinct.
Do you know how many short-lived shows Fox has had?
Yeah, a lot. So right now they've agreed, Fox agrees that there will be no video games for their canceled show. Microsoft has agreed not to produce a television show using their old Killer Instinct license. So basically Microsoft can't go to, let's just say AMC or something and say, hey, a lot of people like this Killer Instinct game, we can make a TV show out of it.
Oh, all right,
that's
good.
They agree now that they won't do that. Fox agrees that they won't go to a video game company and say, hey, we had this short-lived show called Killer Instinct. How would you like to make a game about it? And then, of course, Sega's going, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Sega would be like, here's these four guys in our basement and make a game.
So basically, Microsoft's agreeing not to do TV and Fox is agreeing not to do a video game,
right,
which seems kind of weird.
I've always heard very good things about the Killer Instinct games, mm-hmm. which I know is Rare. I think made by Rare.
I played a little bit at the first SGC.
Any fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't really get to play a lot, but it was fun. This article does go ahead and say, like, this doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make a new Killer Instinct now this is settled, although a lot of people want it.
Have you heard about the fan-made Time Splitters remake using the Crysis 3 engine?
I think this is now the third time you've mentioned this on the podcast, and yes, we did a story on it.
Well, did you hear that it's backed by Crytek now? Like, they're like, go for it.
Yeah, I heard Crytek gave him the blessing. Well, we're not doing it.
I just get it, and then I get all excited because I'm like, Time Splitters!
I just remembered at the second SGC, there was this guy that was, there was an arcade of Soul Calibur, I think the second one. And this guy, he was beating a lot of people. He was like 10-0 or something. Yeah. And then I remember Stefan came in, just cold, you know, hadn't played at all. Comes in, and he's beating this guy. And this guy, he's playing like with the, he's with the stick, but every time Stefan would do something good, he'd be like... And then Stefan beat him. And Stefan turned around and was like, good game. Stuck out his hand, and the guy just walked away.
Oh, my God. He should have followed him the rest of SGC and be like, good game, dude.
Shake my fucking hand. That was so funny. Bungie has revealed three races and classes coming to Destiny.
I still don't understand Destiny. Like, I get it. I see their concept.
It's like when you saw the trailers for The Matrix.
Yeah. You're just like,
you didn't get it till you saw the movie.
Yeah, so
you might not get this till you play the game.
And that's cool that it's coming out for all everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like I see their concept. I just haven't wrapped my mind around it yet.
First of all, there will of course be humans. Humans will be a race you can play. Mm. Now there will be elven ladies.
Ooh.
Called the Awoken, which Bungie designed with elves and vampires in mind. And finally, there's the Exo, which is a concept that is comprised of Master Chief, the Undead, and the Terminator.
Sweet.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
They don't have pictures, do they?
They have some concept art, but it's kind of... You don't know what's what. They kind of all look like a palette swap of the same...
It kind of looks... Well, I mean, that one model looks pretty nifty.
Mm-hmm. Along with races, Bungie also listed three classes, which they call fighting styles. The first style is Titan, which will be the heavy tank class. The Hunter is a wandering gunman. And lastly, the Warlock is labeled with the awesome description of a space wizard. So,
sweet.
So yes, you can play as a zombie Master Chief Terminator space wizard.
I don't know if there's like two dudes in Bungie just sitting around like, Frank, I got the best idea last night.
Space wizards.
That's great. Let's do it. And Bungie made Destiny.
Well, Andy, LucasArts has been shut down by Disney.
That's really sad, actually.
That is kind of sad.
They have made some good games.
After acquiring Lucasfilm for just over $4 billion, Disney has been quick to take the reins of their newly acquired franchise, Star Wars. After canceling the Clone Wars TV show and putting a stop to the next Robot Chicken Star Wars special, fucking boo.
Oh, boo, yeah.
The next thing on the agenda seems to be Lucas development arm LucasArts. In a statement issued to Game Informer, Disney stated that, quote, after evaluating our position in the game market, we've decided to shift LucasArts from an internal development to a licensing model, minimizing the company's risk while achieving a broader portfolio of quality Star Wars games.
You know what that means? More money, less work.
Mm-hmm. As a result of this change, we've had layoffs across the organization. We are incredibly appreciative and proud of the talented teams who have been developing our new titles.
That's sad, dude. Because Force Unleashed, that was a hell of a LucasArts game.
Yeah.
And the Battlefronts wasn't LucasArts. That was someone else. Mm. But, like, the Dark Forces, did you ever play those?
No.
Those were good.
Speaking of Star Wars.
What are they up to?
GameStop's revenue has decreased in 2012.
What, to like $5
billion? More than that, actually.
$6
billion? GameStop was projecting $9.5 billion of revenue, but they only got $8.8
billion. Oh, man!
It's over. GameStop's finished.
Yeah. $8.8 billion? What are they going to do with
that? Yeah, where are we going to get our games now?
I'll have to like go to Best Buy.
Fuck that.
$8.8 billion. Oh my god, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? I don't think they can buy things anymore.
Probably shove more pre-order bonuses down our throats.
That's what I fucking hate about GameStop. They have the best pre-order bonuses too.
I hate that there's so many different pre-order bonuses.
Yes, that does bother
me. It's like, okay, well, if you get it at GameStop, you get this. Amazon, you get this. Walmart, you get this. Best Buy, you get this. It's like, fucking, have the days gone away where you can get a game and be able to unlock everything that your friend did on the same goddamn game?
Like, Assassin's Creed, any game, actually, that I pre-order is with GameStop because they always have the better DLC.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And I know they pay out the ass for it, too. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's come to a point where it's like, you're watching your friend play a game, you're like, oh, dude, sweet armor, how do you get that? I want to unlock it. Oh, I pre-ordered at Best Buy, you can't get it. Fucking what? Yeah. Well, actually, you can get it, but it's 400 Microsoft points. Bullshit, man.
Is 400, is that $5?
Yeah, about.
All right, because 800's 10, that's how I remember. All right. Dude.
Unreal Engine 4 will be on the Wii U after all.
Really?
We mentioned last week that the Unreal Engine will not be on the Wii U.
I bet it looks like poop.
After Epic's technically unprofessional outburst of Unreal Engine 4 not coming to the Wii U, CEO Mark Rain has decided to clarify that Unreal Engine 4 is versatile enough to run on all currently available systems, even mobile devices. He said, quote, "You heard the stupid gaffe about the Wii U. If someone wants to make an Unreal Engine 4 and ship a game on the Wii U, they can. If they want to ship Unreal Engine 4 game on the Xbox 360, they can make it happen. While that game might not look as pretty as it would on a true next-gen console, the new engine is scalable to a variety of platforms, including mobile."
All right.
What if it'll be on the Ouya?
That'd be cool.
That's why I'm... You know what?
How do you pronounce that? The Ouya?
I've heard it pronounced Ouya and Oya.
That's how I, in my head, was the Ouya.
So I'm just like fucking...
But then every time I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Gonna play some games on the Ouya.
too bad he can't be alive to sponsor that.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Oh yeah.
I just want, when I hit the top button, when it boots up, oh yeah.
Too bad he couldn't mod it. That'd be cool.
I probably could mod it, so it could do that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I take that back. I probably can't. I mean, I might learn how to be able to, but it's probably possible.
Let somebody smart out, like good with computers, do it.
Yeah.
And then just be like, oh, I can drag this here.
But all the complaining we've done about gaming companies, that's why you need to buy one of these things.
Yeah. And it was a Kickstarter, too.
I know people are kind of looking at it like, well, you know, it doesn't measure up to the 360 or the PS3. Well, of course not.
Yeah, it's...
That's why it's $99.
Yeah, and it's like a... That's what I'm looking for. I guess you could say an indie console.
Yeah, it is. Basically an indie console. This is a project, and if this can get some steam, maybe finally we can get something to change the console
industry. And then we got whatever the hell the Steam box is going to be.
Yeah. And is that still a thing?
I think it's still a thing. Hmm. I've heard rumors about E3. It's showing up there.
Oh, nice.
Which, that would be cool if Valve just had its own conference. Like, hey, guess what, guys?
And then, of course, we'll have the iPlay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm still surprised Apple still hasn't gotten into the console market. I know they have mobile.
They're doing so well, I think, with the mobile.
A lot of people outside of the gaming industry are always like, well, mobile's going to kill consoles, but...
Dude,
consoles just aren't going anywhere yet. There's just so many more things you can do on consoles. Mm-hmm. It's like when everyone was getting the laptop, they're like, oh, desktops are finished.
No.
Well, there's so many more desktops can be more powerful with less money, you know?
And I mean, like...
Same with tablets now. Everyone's like, oh, laptops are finished.
No,
because the tablet is just... The innards of the tablet are just fucking weak compared to my laptop.
So there's a guy that comes into our Panera every day. He has a very nice Alienware laptop.
Ooh, cool.
He's a children's storybook writer, so all I ever see him do on it is play solitaire and use Word.
Wow.
But the weird thing is, he uses the touchpad on the computer, but he has his own keyboard in front of his laptop.
What?
Like a wireless keyboard that he types on, but he uses the touchpad as the mouse.
That's like the opposite of what people do. Normally they get a mouse and they use the keyboard on their...
But I'm watching him one day, I'm like, the fuck are you... Do you not know how to use that right?
Tell him what, I'll trade him my Lenovo laptop if I can get his Alienware.
But yeah, it's a very nice Alienware. I know it's one of the... the newer ones because I've seen pictures of it online.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does Word on it every day.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's a fucking Word machine you're using.
Well, Andy, for the final story in gaming news, guess what state we're going to?
Ooh.
We're going to Florida. Yes. Now, I wasn't sure whether to put this in news or gaming. So
we can go to Florida twice.
I just decided to throw it in gaming. Yeah, we'll go to Florida again. An Xbox 360 was used as a weapon in a strange Florida murder. The Sun Sentinel of Fort Lauderdale reported this week that cops in Broward County, Florida, found a broken and bloody Xbox 360 next to the body of Monica Gooden, who was 20 years old. Her boyfriend, Darius Johnson, apparently admitted killing her, but it gets a lot weirder. Johnson said he sacrificed her and that Gooden had control of his spirit and that he had to sacrifice someone with a Taurus astrological sign. Gooden was not born under that sign, incidentally. Three knives were also found at the scene, a more likely cause of Gooden's death.
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline and went, podcast. Oh my God, that's fucking weird. And I'm surprised it wasn't a fatty PS3 that he killed her with. Because those things can kill a human being.
Or an original Xbox.
Yes, either one of those can kill a human being.
The Sun Sentinel reported that Gooden did not have defensive wounds on her hand, indicating that ritual stabbing may have taken place while she was overpowered or after being beaten unconscious by the Xbox 360.
Do you think it red-ringed? That's the whole cause?
That's the red-ringed?
Yeah, red-ringed. Oh, God damn it! Honey, I read online if we sacrifice one of us, the Xbox will come back. The Xbox God will come back.
Sacrifice to the Xbox God.
Bill Gates.
This works better than the towel trick. Man, the towel trick was...
Did you ever use the towel trick?
Yeah.
Did it work?
For a little bit.
All right.
We were playing like Halo... God, it had to have been like Halo 3 at my house. And the funny thing is Leaper brought Tyler 2's his Xbox. And like he kept blaming Leaper like, oh, my Xbox red ringed when you used it. But it was a random ass thing.
Yeah, red ringed. Red ringed, just random.
You know? Yeah, it just happened. But he kept trying to... He's like, you need to buy me a new Xbox. He was like, it
red rings.
Red ring, yeah. But anyway... It red ringed, and we're like, "Well, fuck!" So we did the towel trick. We put a towel around it. It worked for about 15 minutes, and it red ringed again. So then we put a towel around it. Then we like went swimming maybe, and then went to the gas station. Came back a couple hours later, and it worked again for about 45 minutes.
Do you know why it worked?
Why the towel trick works? It doesn't like
What it basically does is it gets the Xbox so hot, it gets the connections to connect again.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is.
Yeah. All right, Andy, we're going to move on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
The White House has announced that NASA's next big mission will be capturing an asteroid.
Really?
Put in a big asteroid cage.
That sounds actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say how they're going to do it?
And then run medical tests on it. not specifically, no. Right now they're saying Senator Bill Nelson of Florida mentioned some jazz about wrangling an asteroid. Now a White House official has confirmed the plans to NBC. I've been watching Dragon Ball Pay a lot. Have you seen that?
No.
It's hilarious. But now I keep saying like NBC.
Is it a flash?
It's on YouTube. Oh. They confirmed the plans to NBC, explaining the goal is to get samples within the decade and then think about Mars. So they want to do this, finish this up, and then think about sending people to Mars.
What if they know something we don't? Like there's a huge asteroid and they're like, guys, we got 10 years.
Yeah, we
got
to work on this.
Got 10 years.
The senior Obama administration official who divulged the details on the condition of anonymity confirmed that Nelson's claims that the White House will seek over $100 million in funding to lasso an asteroid and get some astronauts up there to check it out by 2025.
You know what? That's a pretty cool goal.
That is a cool
goal. I support that.
Man, we got to keep the space program.
You know what would be cool is if they kickstarted the space program.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be like, NASA, fuck yeah.
Yeah, certainly. The great thing about the space program, though, is like they're seeking over $100 million in funding. But with the space program, that goes right back in the economy.
Yeah.
Because they got to buy all these components from American companies to build this thing.
Yeah.
Whereas for a lot of things, it goes overseas. Or
and
goes
also, to... we get new technologies out of the space, like Velcro.
Yeah.
Space, Tempur-Pedic,
yeah, we
NASA.
Yeah, we get that shit out of the space program. So,
I'm all for this.
Yeah.
And we'll have a giant space net someday.
Yeah, and I remember, I forget the exact numbers, but like the amount of money it took to send that rover to Mars.
Like, something billion. It was like 2 billion.
Yeah,
something.
It like air conditions tents in Afghanistan for a week. That same amount of money.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. So it's like.
All right, yeah.
Is the space program really that expensive when you think about it?
Yeah.
And then, like I said, that air conditioning doesn't go back into the economy.
That is true. Like it goes into the air.
Yeah, into the air. It's going.
Ozone.
See you later. Google may have accidentally announced its next fiber city.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? I bet it's Oklahoma.
A little bit further south.
Texas?
It'll be in Texas.
Oh. All right, that's understandable.
Or so it seems. As reported by Engadget, Google Fiber site started displaying a banner congratulating Austin, Texas as the new home of the newest fiberhood. An announcement which would line up with other rumors that have been swirling. The announcement post showed up around 3 a.m., so I don't know who the fuck was watching at 3 a.m., and was authored by so-and-so, so it contained no text, so it doesn't seem very official. But Google does have a big announcement in Austin, Texas on April 9th.
Oh, really?
So, so if you put two and two together, Austin, Texas may be the next fiber city.
I just say, if Google were to come here, they definitely have at least one customer.
Yeah, I'd make that too.
Yeah. I would fucking gobble that shit, dude.
You would gobble that
Yes,
shit.
I would gobble that.
You would gobble the Google fiber. He will gobble the Google. Speaking of Google, their piracy takedown requests have been hit by a takedown request.
Really?
Yeah. Big movie studios, which include 20th Century Fox and NBC Universal, have asked the search giant to stop being so open about the DMCA requests it receives from media companies, claiming that the DMCA requests sent to Google infringe copyright themselves by specifically referencing the files the studios want removed.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. That's a facepalm. Come on.
The fact that you mentioned them in text is infringing.
You know what that means? They're just gonna want to download it even more that they saw that you took it away. I'm just saying though.
Yeah, just saying.
Just saying you should take that down.
Fucking. It offends me. Yeah.
That's a fucking like boo hoo.
Yeah, it really is.
Fucking MPAA.
No word from Google yet though on what they're gonna.
You know what Google should do?
Yeah.
And if you guys could see me, I was. Double shooting the middle finger and making a fart sound.
A team of hackers claiming to be from Anonymous have hacked North Korea's Twitter and Flickr accounts.
I did not hear about this.
Now, I'm going to try and get this word right. I got to spell it out. North Korea's Ermi Minzokiri Twitter and Flickr accounts have been sending out atypical messages and images earlier this week. And so far, normal service hasn't resumed. The Flickr site currently displays a picture of Kim Jong-un's face complete with a pig-like snout, along with images synonymous with Anonymous.
I love Anonymous sometimes.
And so, yeah, basically, Anonymous is poking the bear. North Korea's Twitter account has 13,000 followers. That's it.
Damn. That's a lot. What do we got?
Think that's a lot?
What do we got?
How a country has 13,000 followers. True. I mean, I understand that the first thing people think is like, well, North Korean citizens aren't allowed to be on Twitter. But I would follow North Korea.
The whole world.
I would totally follow North Korea.
All right. Offshoot, since we're on the topic of North Korea, what do you think about them right now and the situation and everything?
I think, you know, I keep making jokes about it because North Korea seems like it's in way over its head. Yeah. But still, any kind of war would probably
kill
a lot of people.
I don't want to call their bluff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can see them being equally as fucking crazy and doing something really stupid.
Yeah, like I'm trying to keep the Warhawk in me at bay because I kind of want to just be like, just show these guys fucking just
like
bomb something.
The
show
U.S.
them what's
has
up.
Like the top 10 of the like the most powerful like war weapons in the world.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. Yeah. Did you see the one thing? Didn't we talk about it? The world's largest. Boat has the Navy's largest boat has the world's largest aircraft like mass on it.
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah,
talk about it.
Okay, somebody told me then, but just I think they're poking a bear and they're gonna totally regret it.
Yeah,
especially when you know the UN tells you to cut the shit.
Well, and the thing is, their only ally is China, and China's telling them to cut the shit.
Yeah,
it's like. Are they going to lose their only ally, you know?
But yeah, usually when the UN tells you to cut the shit, that's some serious stuff. Because usually they're like, hey, come on. Yeah. I'm going to write you letters. Stop it.
Stop. We're going to send America after you.
Yeah. Yeah, usually when the UN's like, dude, just cut the shit.
Andy, if I said name a electronic retail store that's failing, what would come to your mind?
Circuit City. Is Circuit City still around?
Not in this town, but I was thinking of another one.
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Is Best Buy really failing?
Oh,
well, they are the Amazon
showroom. Amazon.com showroom. But Best Buy has been, for the past couple of years, has been shutting down stores like that one on L Street.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they've teamed up with Samsung. They've teamed up with Samsung, and Samsung is building 1,400 retail stores inside Best Buys.
Oh, okay.
So instead of building, they were going to build their own Samsung stores to compete with Apple.
Oh.
But now they're going to start building them inside Best Buys.
That seems like a more logical choice.
Mm-hmm. So they're hoping this partnership will be the best for both companies.
I will say, I was playing with my buddy's Galaxy S3. Those are some damn nice phones. Mm-hmm. They're fast. Yeah. The whole time I was using it, it didn't even lag once loading apps. And everything. It was beautiful. And I was like, this puts my iPhone to shame.
I need to get a new phone so bad, especially because I have a $100 Verizon gift card.
Oh, man. Dude, hit that up on the S's.
Yeah,
galaxies.
I need to so bad, especially before I think the gift card expires.
Ooh, yeah, definitely hit that
by
up.
December or something. So.
Ooh, yeah, get that.
Yeah.
I think my contract. Yeah.
I'm due for an upgrade too.
Yeah, so am I think. But I was just gonna hold on to it for a while. All right.
You know, if I can, I wonder with
we could be galaxy buddies.
I wonder with my contract, if I can knock down a good Samsung to $100, and then I could use the gift card.
That'd be a good idea.
And I could just get a
See, the only thing that worries me and the reason I haven't done it sooner is I'm grandfathered into the unlimited data.
Mm.
And I'm scared to try and get a new phone because I know I'm going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hold on to that as long as possible. But I guess in the real world, I don't really use 2 gigs of data a month.
I think we did a story maybe like last year where people kind of overestimate how much data they actually use.
Yeah, because I can record it on my phone, and I did it for 1 month, and I only used like 800 megabytes. It wasn't big. Yeah. And that was a heavy use, too, that month.
All right, this next story, I didn't really know if I should put in news or technology news because I got it from Gizmodo, so we're going to use it as the bridge to news.
Bridge it.
Russian bears are hooked on huffing jet fuel until they pass out.
What? That is awesome.
More specifically, it's the bears living in the Kronotsky Nature Reserve that have taken to huffing jet fuel out of old barrels until they're woozy enough to hit the ground. The 1,200-pound junkies will even go as far to actively stock helicopters for their fix, scavenging and sucking up any excess fuel that leaks into the soil.
No way. Dude, that must be awesome to see a bear just tripping balls.
Now, this article does mention maybe one of the things to get them to stop doing that is leaving drums of oil out in a nature reserve.
Yeah, that might fix your problem
there. Yeah.
Oh my God, the bears are huffing jet fuel? That's a story I never thought I would hear in my life.
I think this picture is a bear passed out on jet fuel. See that? He's just on his
that
back.
Bear is out.
He's just like, what?
He's just looking at the clouds like, oh, that looks like a fish.
I saw the funniest picture on Imgur. It was, the caption was, this dog came into our animal hospital this evening because he ate a dozen pot brownies. And the dog was sitting there with its eyes open, its tongue out, and just a pool of drool. just a good, like a half inch of water of drool just drooling down from this dog. The dog was high as fuck.
Have I shown you the picture of, it was a dog that just came out of surgery in the anesthetic?
Maybe.
No, I might have seen it. It's right here.
Well, you look for that. Oh, yes, I've seen that. I love the captions with that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones is, where's the ball? But why the ball?
But that dog's just like,
dude. All right, Andy, let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Yes, they are.
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
The newspaper.
Yeah, who listens to the newspaper? You're sitting there in your den. Someone yeah. walks in. What are you doing? Shh, newspaper. Shaking.
Yeah. You
hear that? All right. We've done stories about this before, but an assault broke down at a bingo game.
Dude, I am genuinely serious. Old people are... It's serious business when you play bingo,
They're
dude.
Fucking serious about their bingo. Sheriff's deputies say that an 84-year-old shot pepper spray at a security guard during a retirement community bingo event in... Oh, looks like this is Central Florida.
Oh,
we didn't
damn.
Go to Florida yet. Tell you what, I'm gonna push that back. So all we're right. gonna tease that.
Oh, I'm pulling out just the tip of the story. Just the tip of the story.
Grant Smith sentenced for watching child porn on a plane.
Probably Wait, the worst what was the guy's name?
Grant Smith.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason it was like a jury or something. Why?
Why would you do that, first of all? Second of all, why would you do it on a plane?
Yeah.
On a plane.
Where
people are all over the yeah. place. They could.
You can walk down the hallway and see what everybody's doing.
Yeah. A Utah man charged with viewing child pornography on a Boston-bound commercial flight won't have to serve jail sentence if he sticks to the terms of his probation. Prosecutors say 50-year-old Salt Lake resident Grant Smith pleaded guilty Thursday to possessing child pornography. A Boston judge suspended Smith's 2.5-year sentence and placed him on 5 years probation. Smith must continue sex offender treatment, comply with Utah Sex Offender Registry, and follow restrictions on contact with children and internet use. Prosecutors say a fellow first-class passenger saw Smith viewing the pornographic computer images of young girls during a November 2011 flight. The passenger took a cell phone photo of the images and alerted a flight attendant. You are playing with fire there.
Yeah.
If you're taking video of what he's doing, even yeah. if it's for evidence.
Dude, you have it on your phone.
Yeah, because if at any point between there and telling someone about it, especially law enforcement, because he could have told the flight attendant, and the flight attendant might not believe him, be like, oh, you're fucking sick or something yeah. like that. But you were playing with fire because no one will believe you if you say, no, I was trying to catch another guy.
Yeah. Hey, what's this video? I don't know, it's for the cops.
Like, there was, someone from some sort of band, I forgot, who was sexually abused as a child was doing research for an article or something, but he didn't clear it with law enforcement yet. And so he got in trouble, but they eventually let him go, like kind of dropped the charges, but he still has trouble getting into some states and countries now because Aww. Of it. Even though he was just doing research. He wanted to do research, write a book or something about it or an article.
Oh man.
Ronald Day Pelgrin accepts oral sex from an alleged prostitute, Diana Gross, before arresting her.
All right.
A lawyer for an alleged Pennsylvania prostitute says an undercover detective who arrested her got a little too invested in his cover. Homestead officer Ronald DePelgrin, who was 48, admits that he allowed Diana Gross, who's 26, to give him oral sex before he informed her that he was actually a cop. DePelgrin says on March 22nd he contacted Gross, who went by the name Becky Diamond.
What's her name?
Becky Diamond.
Oh, sorry, Diana.
Diana Gross is her real name.
There
Becky Diamond,
was
fake name.
There was an employee at
I know
Past
you're talking
Panera.
About.
Yeah. yeah. For some reason, that picture reminded me, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. I got too excited there. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
She allegedly advertised herself as available for sex. The report states that Gross and DePelgrin agreed on a rate of $145 for a half hour and met at a house in a homestead later that day. There, he says, he assured her he was not a cop before he grabbed his groin and got naked. So he, like, went through it before he arrested her.
Oh, hey, by the way, clean yourself up and you're arrested.
Have you seen that South Park episode with the undercover cop?
No.
Trying to bust prostitutes?
No.
It's hilarious.
Is it one of the newer seasons?
Oh, last 5 years or so, maybe.
I have stopped watching the past
three
seasons.
It's the one where Butters becomes a pimp.
I haven't seen that one then.
Oh my,
I'll have to check
oh
it out.
Oh my God,
then.
That's a good episode.
I'll check it out.
But basically, he goes all the way. Like, he has sex with these guys, and then he's like, freeze! then there's one where the guy knows he's a cop. He's like, or no, he doesn't know he's a cop, but he knows she's a he.
Oh, okay.
And basically, he's like, I don't care what you are. I want you forever. Let's move away. And so they move away and get married, and they're living in like Hawaii or something. And he's like, you ready to go out? And he's like, yeah, just one moment. Freeze!
South Park has the best political takes on things.
Yes, they do.
They're geniuses. Did you know that they're one away from getting that the trio, the big three? They have a Tony, they have an Emmy, and they just need the Oscar. They're really close.
Oh wow!
And I can see them doing it. If those guys got a Tony, they can get an Oscar.
Yeah. All right. Teenage pop sensation Justin Bieber has been given a month to pick up his monkey.
Oh yeah, I forgot he got a monkey.
Hear about this? He apparently entered Germany because he had a concert and decided to just bring a monkey. Because apparently he thinks you can do that. You can introduce species to a country.
Yeah. Hey guys, I got a monkey.
Well, the monkey named Mally was placed in quarantine in Munich. Apparently, they say that the monkey was taken away from its mother way too early. So the monkey is not doing as good as it should. Now they're saying either Justin Bieber can pick it up within a month and pay a fine. They did not specify what the fine is. Or they will find a good home for it.
I'd rather they just find a good home for it.
Bieber doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He's just going to get another fucking monkey.
Yeah.
Get another stupid-ass pet that he can't take care of.
Yeah, he gets a fucking penguin that hangs out with him. Like, one, that'd still be cool as hell to have a penguin in your entourage, but that motherfucker should not own exotic animals.
Dude, Justin Bieber's career is a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
He's doing some weird fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm waiting for something good.
He's getting weird, and he's going to do something.
You know who went crazy? Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
She went batshit crazy.
Yes, she did.
And it was like 0 to 60, too, because I used to follow her on Twitter, and then she like stopped Twitter. And that was like a month, and then she just came back fucking crazy.
Fucking nuts, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
She's like almost black now. She's so tan. She's almost black.
And she does talk about how she likes the chocolate men.
Yeah. Have you seen the one about Drake
to murder her vagina?
I was like, really? All right. We're putting that on Twitter now.
All right, Andy. We're gonna return to a state we went earlier in this.
Oh, I missed this Florida.
Episode. Yeah, but we don't normally get to use our alternate Florida entry.
Really?
So I'm gonna use it.
All right.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. A Legion of Doom.
Or Florida.
All right, like we said, a 84-year-old shot pepper spray at a security guard during a retirement community bingo event in Central Florida. The guard, who is a 67-year-old male named Michael Burke, told investigators that he used crates to reserve two handicapped parking spaces for other women attending the game. Yet Donald Hanada set his sights on one of the parking spaces Burke had saved. Burke and Hanada removed the crates. Burke said Hanada moved the crates and then parked his car and headed towards the building. It is unclear whether Hanada had a handicap sticker on his vehicle. When Burke tried to stop Hanada to get him to move his car, he says Hanada whipped out a can of pepper spray and sprayed him with it.
If you guys can see me, I'm shaking my head. Just shaking.
Marion County Sheriff's deputies say that Hanada told him that he had problems with Burke for 2 weeks and sprayed him because he felt threatened when Burke started chasing after him. Burke admitted that the two had squabbled recently, but he decided not to press charges.
Oh my God, dude, fucking...
According to a report obtained by Click Orlando, Hanada agreed to leave parking spot vacant for the less fortunate in the future. An 84-year-old had to be told that. An 84-year-old had to be told to leave the handicapped spot for the handicapped people.
Yeah. That guy must be doing good for 84, then, if he doesn't really have a handicap sticker. He must be doing well.
And finally, in Florida, radio hosts have been suspended for telling gullible Floridians that water supply is tainted with water.
What?
In terms of humor... Val St. John and Scott Fish are the popular radio hosts of Gator County's 101.9 Morning Show. It is the most popular country music station in all of Naples-Fort Myer area. Basically, they went on and told people that they got a report that the water supply was infected with dihydrogen monoxide. Which, if you are paying attention, following along at home, that
is
H2O.
Did they do this on April Fools?
Yes, they did. Now, they have been suspended, of course.
I would not have suspended
You know
suspended
what? I wouldn't have suspended him either. I understand because people always get cinched up with this kind of thing that they suspended him. But no.
Maybe they should fucking Google what that thing is.
Yeah, maybe the radio host should, as their punishment, start a fundraiser to get science textbooks for the entire city. And then they can fucking read and learn chemistry.
I know that before. Like, I know that that's the chemical makeup of water from school. From school.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I know it.
Maybe he paid attention for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Learned a thing or two.
And if I didn't have known it, I would have Googled it instantly. Yeah. Like, if I heard, like, something's tainted and they would have told me, I would have researched it right off the bat.
That reminds me, a friend of mine posted something on Facebook, like, oh, my God, look at the stuff they put in our gelatin or something like that. And it was like a poster that says, like, animal bones are used in Jell-O. It's like, well, that's where you get fucking collagen from.
Yeah. Collagen is in bones.
That's how they've always made it.
Yeah.
But they were posting this thing like, oh, my God, guess what I found out.
Dude. I would shake those radio host's hand. I'd be like, good job for showing how dumb everybody else is.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have got suspended. At least they didn't get fired. I guess it could have been worse. At least they got suspended, so they'll be back.
Yeah. Well, they are on indefinite suspension.
Oh,
so
God damn it.
You never know how that's going to end up.
That means like right, like a week before, they're like, yeah.
Yeah, you guys
are fired. We spent the whole time getting new people. Sorry.
All right, Andy, that's going to do it for Florida this week, and that will do it for another episode of the podcast.
Woo!
So remember, everybody, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That was the number 3. PC stands for podcast. I finally tweeted something today. I forgot what it was.
Did you? Yeah. I tweeted a lot, and then I stopped.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet again soon.
You can find us on 76thStreetNetwork.com. They're holding a contest right now. If you like the 76th Street Network Facebook page, say that 3-Hit Combo sent you.
All right.
We can like win $50 or something like that.
Is this off-air or on-air conversation about the sponsors?
We'll do it off-air for now.
All right.
And regardless if we do or don't do it, we'll talk about it on air.
Yeah. Because I want to say, and I won't do any more details, the text I got from you about it literally made me, in the middle of work, go, what the fuck?
You can find us on YouTube, search 3 Hit Combo Podcast, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and find us at 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com.
Blogspot.
So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of the top.